This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Buffett says he's all in.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Bill Radke. Warren Buffett's done some big deals in his life, but this is his biggest. His firm, Berkshire Hathaway, is buying the giant rail company Burlington Northern Santa Fe. Actually, he's buying the three-quarters of the company he doesn't already own. Total price, $44 billion. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman joins us live to talk about this breaking news. Good morning, Mitchell.
Good morning, Bill.
What is behind this deal?
Well, based on the statement from Berkshire Hathaway in Omaha this morning, it's about the economy. Buffett says, quote, it's an all-in wager on the economic future of the United States. So basically, he's putting in a bet on rail, on transportation more generally, on Americans having to move stuff from here to there in greater volumes than they are right now in the recession.
Right. Rail companies have not exactly been rolling in money in business lately.
No, you know, they haven't. Freight volume's been way down. They've mothballed thousands of rail cars. Now, that is starting to turn around with the economic recovery, but it's only doing that slowly. Still, according to Mark Zandi of Moody'sEconomy.com, this isn't about today's economic indicators anyway.
I think Buffett is right that a lot of the growth in our economy going forward will come from trading with the rest of the world, and that will require a lot of shipping across this country and thus the rail investment. So it's not a bet on this year, next year, but over the next 10, 20 years.
Zandi also points out that rail is more energy efficient than other methods of transit. In fact, Buffett pointed that out when he explained this purchase for Berkshire Hathaway.
Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman joining us live. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Buffett might be bullish, but other companies are reining in. This morning, Johnson & Johnson said it will cut up to 7,000 jobs. And toolmaker Stanley Works is buying Black & Decker. That deal will also end in job cuts. European stocks are forlorn this morning, down about 2%. Asian markets went the same way today. Yesterday, the Dow added 76 points, and it closed at 9,789. From London this morning, we learned the British government is pumping tens of billions more dollars into two of its biggest banks. Marketplace's Stephen Beard has that.
In the first case, the Royal Bank of Scotland is getting another $41 billion of taxpayers' cash, bringing the total to $75 billion, the biggest bank bailout anywhere in the world. At the same time, Lloyds, another troubled lender, is also getting extra money. Finance Minister Paul Miners says this will strengthen the bank's capital and help them get back on their feet and eventually repay the cash. In return, the banks will sell off some of their businesses.
What we're getting is a stronger banking system, less risk for the taxpayer. But most importantly, this is part of a step to bring increased competition back into the UK high street banking market.
As a result of all the state aid, the two banks have been required to sell off a total of almost 1,000 branches. The government hopes this will lead to the formation of three new banks and a better deal for borrowers. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by SunGard. 1,600 universities and colleges teach and manage 10 million students with software from SunGard Higher Education. More information at sunguard.com. American Public Media presents Rising by Degrees, an American Radio Works documentary supported by the University of Virginia's Batten Institute. More at americanradioworks.org.
You try to save for retirement so you won't have to worry. Then you have to worry whether you're wasting your money. The chair of the Securities and Exchange Commission, Mary Shapiro, says regulators are going to look into new retirement products that are charging investors serious fees. Marketplace's John Dimsdale reports from Washington.
In a recent speech, SEC Chairman Shapiro said she's created a new division to review financial innovation.
We must be on the lookout for newly emerging risks. Some of those will almost certainly come in the form of new products, particularly those related to retirement investing.
Shapiro says she'll start with target date funds. Those are 401k-type pensions designed to gradually transfer money from the stock market into safer investments as a worker gets closer to retirement. Alicia Munell at the Center for Retirement Research says investors have a hard time finding out what they're being charged to move their money.
People have to understand what they're paying for, or how much they're paying to have a target date fund move their portfolio from equities to bonds. When they see that, maybe they might think, well, I could do that myself.
The SEC is expected to propose better disclosure of fees early next year. In Washington, I'm John Dimsdale for Marketplace.
The art auction season starts tonight in New York City with a big sale at Christie's. Sotheby's and Phillips will follow. Marketplace's Jeremy Hobson tells us some aspects of the auction world are going, and gone.
These are the kinds of pictures that move the center of the art world from Paris to New York.
Robert Manley is head of the post-war and contemporary art department at Christie's. He says tonight's auction features some big-ticket pieces by Matisse, Degas, and Picasso, but it's mainly filled with less expensive works. Christie's expects the sale to bring in just $68 million, compared with more than $200 million in previous years.
You're not seeing the paintings that are $15, $20, $30, $50 million. For the most part, the works in our sale are under $6 million.
Another thing largely absent this year is a guarantee. That is, the auction house guarantees the seller a minimum amount of money for a blockbuster item. Marion Maniker, who runs the Art Market Monitor, says don't expect a return to those days anytime soon.
They've gone through a lot of pain and cost-cutting over the last year. I think the last thing they want to do is rush headlong into another arms race over guarantees.
But Maniker and Manley both say the art market has found a bottom. In New York, I'm Jeremy Hobson for Marketplace.
And finally, here's a workplace dilemma. Your boss tells you to clean the office coffee pots, but you don't want to lose prestige. Do you clean them or bribe someone else to do it?
There is a third option. Paddy could stamp his feet and tell his boss just what he can do with the coffee pots. The prima donna option.
What will he do? This is actually an economic problem, and it's a video at our website. I invite you to go to marketplace.org and watch the video called Department of Behavioral Economics to see what happens. This is Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Bill Radke.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.